You are going to vote in elections 2018, are you not? November 6, a fateful Tuesday for America, comes soon. Are you ready to vote? Do you know the parties? Do you know their policies? Do you know their platforms, their values, and their moral positions, do you? And most importantly, do you know the individual politicians, their background and records, and will you trust them to represent you? Boy, these are absolutely critical times for America, my fellow Americans. Many think that of the more than 330 million Americans, those who are conservative or could vote conservative represent the clear majority of American citizens, whether or not they vote. But the problem is for conservatives and Republicans that so many of these eligible voters, these conservative thinkers and believers, do not vote. Unbelievable. And that, my fellow American, is an absolute tragedy for this great country. No matter who wins November 6, the candidates win by default. They win with a majority of those who actually vote. You could say a majority of the minority. But no candidate wins with a majority of those who are actually eligible to vote. Oh, how tragic for America. I, for one, do hope and pray that you are not one of those non-voters. You abandon the most sacred privilege the citizen of any country can have, especially this one. I think it is our duty to vote, not just our right. I think it is our duty, my fellow Americans, to vote. I really do. Do you agree with that? It is our patriotic duty to do so in return for the privilege of living in the greatest country in the history of mankind. It is also our spiritual duty to participate in the government of Caesar. We live in a democracy, a republic at work. Caesar, in our case, in America, is elected, created, and recreated by we the people. Caesar, render unto Caesar, Caesar is made and remade at every American election. It is therefore our spiritual duty, in my opinion, from the scripture, our patriotic duty as well, our duty as a citizen to vote. To vote. I say, therefore, that you and I must vote. It is further our duty, my fellow Christians, to vote, for it is our duty to fight the fight of faith, fellow Christian. It is our spiritual Christian duty to stand up to any form of evil, to resist the devil, and to do all we can to fight the wiles of the evil one. That is so both politically and personally. When Caesar preempts what is rightfully the province of God, then the disciples of God must stand and fight the fight of faith. Like abortion. Caesar allows babies to be killed in the womb. Thou shalt not kill, says the God of Abraham. When the killing of babies through abortion occurs, it is the duty of all Christians to stand and fight this grotesque evil. We do that personally in so many ways. There are wonderful organizations and individuals which fight this scourge and do their very best to rid the world of the Planned Parenthoods. God bless them. God bless them in this fight of faith. But we also fight abortion with our votes. Voting for parties and for policies and politicians who, like us, would rid the world of infanticide, baby killing in the womb. It is our Christian duty to vote to rid the world of abortion. So says the scripture. And euthanasia. There can be no such thing as mercy killing. The concept is man-made, and the carryout of this so-called gentle form of killing is ungodly. So says the scripture. No matter the circumstances, including the health of the individual, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not kill. I think it is therefore our duty as Christians to vote for parties and politicians who oppose the killing of the elderly or the sickly in the so-called name of mercy killing. And then the gay agenda. Whether lesbian or gay, the lifestyle is unnatural and unbiblical, especially with regard to gay marriage and adoption and education. As Christians, it is our duty to resist. And the same with bisexual, unnatural and unbiblical. And now comes transgender, man-made remaking of the human body in defiance of the God-created human being. Or even now, the so-called queer revolution, LGBTQ, and the queer lifestyle. I think it is our Christian duty to resist those who call themselves queer and defy morality, Christian spirituality, and the cultures and traditions of our great country. We do that personally in any number of ways, but it is our duty to resist and fight the fight of faith with our vote. Our vote. So you must vote, my fellow American, you must. And are you ready, willing, and able to vote? Are you? And pornography, which leads to child molestation, such as the abominations of the priesthood of the Catholic Church, or the selling of children and women into sexual slavery. That's unbelievably horrendous. Or sexual harassment, or rape. Awful, awful. It is our Christian duty to fight the fight of faith with regard to this evil perversion. Whatever we do personally to resist, we must also vote for candidates and parties which oppose this scourge. And then free speech, the First Amendment. It is especially our duty to vote to protect and defend the privileges and freedoms of our beloved First Amendment to the Constitution. We should vote for parties, platforms, and politicians who will, in fact, do everything possible to see to the protection of freedom of religion. Freedom to practice and preach as one believes must be protected, and it can be with your vote. We should be able to do that without any government control, without any government abridgment, without any intimidation or threat. To testify and witness and to practice anywhere and at any time freedom of speech in regard to religion, especially Christian witness speech, and to print and publish and proclaim our beliefs without any censorship, and to make certain that all current media, and especially those like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube, exercise no censorship, political or religious, so that our freedoms are not abridged in any way. We do that with our vote. Our vote. And you will vote Tuesday, November 6th, will you not, my fellow American? You must. More than ever, the freedoms of America, those guaranteed by our Constitution, are at stake. We protect those freedoms with all of our might, for freedom, once lost, is lost forever. Never forget that. The only real and ultimate way those freedoms can be protected is by the vote. The vote. Your vote. And you will vote. You will vote. Will you not, my fellow American? Oh, I do hope and pray that you will. I do hope and pray that you will. America needs you as an active conservative Christian citizen at work at the voting polls. America needs your vote now, more than ever.